Today reading from Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuranam, Canto 4, Chapter 27, Text number 9. Putranam chabhavan putra, ekaikasya satam satam, yairbai puranjano vansaha, Panchalesu Samedhitaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Of these many sons, each produced hundreds and hundreds of grandsons. In this way, the whole city of Panchala became overcrowded by these sons and grandsons of King Puranjana. Barpat. We must remember that Puranjana is the living entity and the city Panchala is the body. The body is the field of activity for the living entity, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Khetra Khetrajna. There are two constituents. One is the living entity, Khetrajna, and the other is the body of the living entity, Khetra. Any living entity can know that he is covered by the body if he only contemplates the body a little bit. Just with a little contemplation, he can come to understand that the body is his possession. One can understand this by practical experience and by the authority of the Shastras. In Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 13 verse, it is said, Dehi nosmin jatha dehe. The proprietor of this body, the soul, is within the body. The body is taken as the panchala desa, or the field of activities, wherein the living entity can enjoy the senses in their relationship to five sense objects, namely Gandha, Rasa, Rupa, Sparsha and Sabda. That is sense subjects made out of earth, water, fire, air and sky. Within this material world, covered by the material body of subtle and gross matter, every living entity creates actions and reactions, which are herein known allegorically as sons and grandsons. There are two kinds of actions and reactions, namely pious and impious. In this way, our material existence becomes coated by different actions and reactions. In this regard, Srila Narottam Das Thakur states, Karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevela vishara bhanda, amrita valiya jeva khai, nana joni sadafire, kadarjya bhakhyana kare, tara janma adhapate jai. Fruitative activities are and mental speculation are simply cups of poison. Whoever drinks of them, thinking them to be the nectar, must struggle very hard life after life. In different types of bodies, such a person eats all kinds of nonsense and becomes condemned by his activities of so-called sense enjoyment. Thus, the field of action and reaction by which one's descendants are increased begins with sex life. Puranjana increased his whole family by begetting sons, who in their turn begot grandsons. Thus, the living entity, being inclined towards sexual gratification, becomes involved in many hundreds and thousands of actions and reactions. In this way, he remains within the material world simply for the purpose of sense gratification and transmigrates from one body to another. His process of reproducing so many sons and grandsons results in so-called societies, nations, communities and so on. All these communities, societies, dynasties and nations simply expand from sex life. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Yan Maithunadi Grihamedhi Sukham Hitucham. A Grihamedhi is one who wants to remain within this material existence. This means that he wants to remain within this body or society and enjoy friendship, love and community. His only enjoyment is in increasing the number of sex enjoyers. He enjoys sex and produces children, who in their turn marry and produce grandchildren. The grandchildren also marry and in their turn produce great-grandchildren. In this way, the entire earth becomes overpopulated, and then suddenly there are reactions provoked by material nature in the form of war, famine, pestilence and earthquakes, etc. Thus, the entire population is again extinguished simply to be recreated. This process is explained in Bhagavad Gita as repeated creation and annihilation. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. Due to a lack of Krishna consciousness, all this creation and annihilation is going on under the name of human civilization. This cycle continues due to man's lack of knowledge of the soul and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in this part of Srimad Bhagavatam, Devarsi Narad is preaching to King Prachina Barhisa, giving some allegorical story of Puranjana. Especially in this section of Puranjana Upakhyan, the topic is attack by Chandavega in the sitting of Puranjana. Chandavega is nothing but time. Time is the only powerful factor, the predominant factor in which the whole cosmos comes to existence, stays, maintained, annihilated. So, in this creation, when we, all living entities, especially the human beings, when we come to our existence, when we got our senses, then we start enjoying. Enjoying what? What we have already created in our past life. That quota, that specific enjoyment now is given to us. Nobody else will get it. Our account, we have deposited, we have signed the withdrawal form and already withdraw the money. We have to spend it. Nobody else. This prarabdha karma, we got it. And according to the requirement of this prarabdha karma, our body is designed by the law of nature. We are getting a specific body, specific mode of nature and acting in this world and creating so many reactions and counteractions. So many actions, reactions, counteractions, counter-reactions. These actions and reactions are our sons, grandsons, great-grandsons, etc. And King Puranjana, as Prabhupada told in the first sentence of Purport, is the living entity. We, Mr., we all, ourselves. And our kingdom is our body. We are the Khetragya, our Khetra is our body. The body is named here as Panchalapuri. Panchalapuri means where everything is constituted with five. Pancha. Pancha alam. Everything in is five. If you take the Sankhya, if you analyze the body in all tattvas, then so many five will come. పంచ మహాతత్వ, పంచ కర్మేంద్రియ, పంచ జ్ఞానేంద్రియ, పంచ విషయ, సో మెనీ పంచస్, అట్లీస్ట్ ఫోర్ ఫైవ్స్, ఫైవ్ ఫైవ్స్, ఆల్ ఫైవ్ ఫైవ్ ఫైవ్. సో హియర్ ప్రభుపాద్ మెన్షన్ దిస్ పంచాల్ ఫర్ స్పెషాలి ది పంచ విషయ శబ్ద స్పర్శ రూప రసగంధ. వీ వాంట్ టు ఎంజాయ్. దిస్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ స్టార్ట్స్ వెన్ అవర్ ఎంజాయింగ్ మెషిన్ హుయిచ్ గాడ్ హాజ్ గివెన్ టు అస్ ఆచ్ ఇంద్రియ. ఫైవ్ ఇంద్రియస్ ఆర్ దే ఆర్ టు నో, దే కెనాట్ ఎంజాయ్ దే ఓన్లీ ఓన్లీ గివింగ్ యూ ది నాలెడ్జ్ హౌ టు ఎంజాయ్, హెర్ టు ఎంజాయ్, హెర్ టు డూ ఆల్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ అక్వైరింగ్ సెన్సెస్. దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఆర్ దే ఆర్ దే విల్ గైడ్ యూ అండ్ దెన్ యాక్టివ్ ఫైవ్ సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ దే ఆర్ దే విల్ ప్రాక్టికల్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ భోగ ఇన్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ విత్ హూమ్ దే విల్ ఎంజాయ్ విత్ ది విషయ. ఫర్ ది పర్టిక్యులర్ ఫైవ్ ఇంద్రియ దే ఆర్ పర్టిక్యులర్ ఫైవ్ విషయ అండ్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ ఫైవ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అక్వైరింగ్ సెన్సెస్ ఆ పర్టిక్యులర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆ పర్టిక్యులర్ విషయ. వీ హ్యావ్ ది పంచ జ్ఞానేంద్రియ, ది ప్రథమ ఇంద్రియ ఈజ్ శ్రవణేంద్రియ, హిజ్ విషయ ఈజ్ శబ్ద. వీ వాంట్ టు హియర్ వెరీ నైస్లీ, నైస్ సౌండ్, నైస్ సాంగ్, నైస్ కథ, ఆల్ హియరింగ్ షుడ్ బి నైస్ బికాస్ అవర్ ఇయర్ ఈజ్ ఫోర్సింగ్ అస్ నైస్. దెన్ నెక్స్ట్ టూ ఇయర్ దేర్ ఇస్ టూ ఐస్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది హెడ్ ఓన్లీ. సో టూ ఐస్ దే ఆర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఫైండింగ్ అవుట్ నైస్ హ్యాండ్సమ్ ఫార్మ్ రూప, దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ రూప. సో అండ్ దెన్ నెక్స్ట్ టు అండర్నీత్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ నోజ్, హీజ్ ఆఫ్టర్ గంధ, హౌ టు ఫైండ్ నైస్ స్మెల్, వేర్ టు గెట్. అండ్ దెన్ అండర్నీత్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ వన్ థింగ్ డబుల్ యాక్షన్, స్మాల్ పీస్ ఆఫ్ ప్లేస్ without having a bone inside it. Such a powerful instrument in our body, only 4 inches, it is so powerful that just by making little up and down within his protected boundary, 32 security guards are there to secure him. Yes, this 4-inch place always guiding him. And inside it just becoming little up and down, and this sound can create such a action. For that action, the reaction which comes, we may suffer for thousands and thousands of births, for thousands of janma. It's so powerful, that Vagh Indriya speaking. Another thing also, double action, another action he is doing, eating. That is not so powerful. That is only in this body. That is, in that body finish, what finish? After 6 hours getting digested and getting out, finish. That is not so powerful, eating. That is only related to this body. But the speaking part of it, Vagendriya. For thousands of births you can suffer. ఇట్స్ సో పవర్ఫుల్. వాగ వజ్ర, ఇఫ్ యు మేక్ సమ్ సౌండ్ దెన్ సమ్ అదర్ ఎంటిటీ విదౌట్ యూ దే కెన్ సఫర్ ఫర్ వార్స్ అండ్ వార్స్. యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు షూట్ మిజైల్, జస్ట్ దీస్ 4-inch ప్లేస్ కెన్ మేక్ సమ్ సౌండ్. బై ఇట్స్ రియాక్షన్ సో మెనీ అదర్ ఎంటిటీస్ విల్ సఫర్ ఫ్రమ్ years and years. There is no medication for it. And you will get the reaction very nicely. And you will suffer for janma and janma. So, in this material world, The whole thing is, Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, Karmanu Bandhini Manusya Loke. This Manusya Loka is nothing but Karma Anubandhini. Karma multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. Anubandhini. Again and again. We are doing something and for that we are suffering and again doing something and doing something and again. That is our creation, sons, grandsons and great grandsons, etc. And anubandhini, we are getting bondage. First maybe one rope, then another rope, then another four, then nine, then 81, like that. Stronger. So strong. Getting more and more attached in the network of karma. Karma anubandhini. This manushya loka, we are so much attached to this manushya loka. We cannot see the rope, no? He is opening his hands and legs, they are walking, running. Where is bandhan? Okay, there is no bandhan. Sometimes he is going to work abroad, some foreign countries. Then again he is coming back. Why is coming? What force is bringing him back? That bandhan. We are not seeing it. Invisible rope, so powerful, bringing him again to his pavilion, back to pavilion, to his own house. What is that bandhana? Enjoying. I want to enjoy. And Prabhupada again and again, what is enjoyment? The prominent enjoyment in this material world. The material world exists in the platform of one enjoyment, that is sex enjoyment. He starts from it, maintains with it, finish with it. And again, restarted with it only. This is the whole sum. That's all. Whatever sabda, whatever rupa, whatever sparsa, whatever gandha, whatever taste, whatever sound we are making, is all 100% based on sexual life. Sex enjoyment. That's all. The whole material cosmos is on the playground of this. Nothing else. And especially in this manushya loka, we all so much tightly engaged and bonded with karma, karma anubandhana, and for the reaction we are all fearful. Every moment, every of us are full of fear. So we have so many desires to get, how to protect ourselves from the fear. In this world, all of us, we have our heart and mind as subtle body. These are all gross body. Sisinitaya Gaur Sundar ki. The subtle body, especially the mind, which is nothing but the heart. Mind means the heart. The heart, all of us, the heart is full of two things. Sinful and lusty desires, that's all. Nothing else. Only these two ingredients are there inside. Taking this heart full of lusty and sinful desires, we are trying to do many religious work, many punya, many dharma, many, and any nice things when it is touched with this sinful desire and lusty desire, they are getting also contaminated. And then again more contaminated, and again more contaminated, multiplied into it. And we are getting more suffering and getting more fear. Whenever any moment we want to enjoy, the whole aim is to be happy, and happiness is coming only through enjoyment. So the moment we think of enjoyment, the same moment we are getting no fear, we may suffer. Bhoge roga bhayam. The whole material creation. Within this, all this entity, not only human being, all 84 lakhs of species, they are so much fearful. They want to enjoy. Before the second of enjoyment, the fear is coming. They want to enjoy. Before enjoyment, the fear is there. In one verse it is stated, bhoge roga bhayam. When you want to enjoy, the fear is there. I may suffer. I may get disease. Whatever. You want to bhoga, forget the other condemned bhoga. Nice bhoga is eating raj bhoga. Okay, we are all devotees. We want raj bhoga. The moment you think of raj bhoga, oh, so much ghee. My stomach. I have to go to hotel. Then this suffering, disease. Yes. For eating raj bhoga also, before eating already contemplation of roga bhaya. Forget any other kind of bhoga. The moment you are thinking of bhoga, then roga is there. Bhoge roga bhayam. Forget this bhoga. I am from so much high dynasty. Kula sila chuti bhayam. If you are coming from a great dynasty, high parentage, always fearful, I may fall down. Fear of falling down, bhaya. Always try to protect this standard. Kule chitu bhayam. And then, bitte raj bhayam. We want to accumulate so many wealths, money. The moment you are getting, the moment you are planning to get, you are fearful of thieves, and mostly the thieves are coming sometimes hidingly night, but the thieves are coming in daytime, giving notice. They are tax collectors, the government, fearful of government. Whenever you want to earn something, fear of government, they will take it. Vitte raja bhayam, mane dainya bhayam. You are great, mani, mahamani. You have so much name and fame. Always fearing of, when I will become, if in the situation I have to become humble, then where will be my manata? Always fearing. Mane dainya bhayam. Bale ripu bhayam. I am very strengthy, so powerful. And so much powerful, always fearing of maybe another contestant will come, competition will come, he will be more powerful. Always fearful. Oh, he is? Is he? Oh. Always fearful. Ripu bhayam, satru bhayam. Rupe, I have so nice body, so handsome. What fear is there? Disease. Rupe jara bhayam. Old age will come and disease will come. So many heroines, they are getting old, they are trying to do their plastic surgery, this, they are trying to maintain the rupa, but always fearful of jara. Rupe jara bhayam. No, I want to learn Shastra. Shastre vada bhayam. Vada vivada jukti tarka will come in Shastra. That fear is there. Oh. Again this argument, again this thing is coming, this thing. It is said that in Mahabharata, nasa rishim jasya matam na bhinnam. One rishi, one muni, he cannot be called as rishi if he cannot establish another point, new philosophy. Then he cannot be considered as rishi. Nasa rishi jasya matam na bhinnam. So Shastri vadabhayam. No, I say, very nice person, so many good qualities. Gune khalabhayam. I have so many nice qualities. If some disqualification will come, then I will finish. Always fearful to protect this. Gune khalabhayam. Durjana sangha. and ultimately we have this body. We are always fearful of death. Rupe kaye mrityu bhayam. So it is said, this sarvam vastu bhaya bhayam bhuvi. In this whole creation, each and every matter, everything is giving you fear, is full of fear. We are fearful to them. Everything. Only one thing is there without fear. Sarvam vastu bhaya bhayam bhuvi. Nrinang vairagyam eva abhayam. Only one renounce the vairagya, there is no question of fear. Because you are giving up, why fear? When you are getting, then there is fear. When giving up, no fear, gone. All of us can think it, taking time and think it, how vairagya is only abhaya. Then you can understand. Only renouncement is only abhaya. Everything is fearful. If you want to be fearless, then only one thing you have to get, achieve. Renounce. That's all. Then you will be fearless. So, we are so fearful, but still we are enjoying. We are enjoying, not only we are enjoying. We are enjoying and suffering, so we are producing our byproducts, our children. So why he will be fearless? Forcing him it, come and enjoy and be fearful and suffer. And their children in their turn, yes, you have to also. We know, we have married, we are suffering. So we want our children to be married and suffer too. Why you will get away? Why will get rid of from the fear? Why he will get rid from the suffering? No. He should also join us in Narak Loka. He should also join us in suffering. Why he will go and save himself? No. This is samsara bandhan. We are begetting our children, and we are arranging our children for getting married. Not only our children, we are arranging our grandchildren for their getting married, and getting bandhana and suffering, and fearing. We are arranging very nicely. Yes. And all our friends and everybody, they are also giving support. Yes. Yes, suppose you organizedly you should suffer. Why you get out of suffering? So, all of us help each other to suffer more and more, getting more bondage and more suffering and more reaction. This is samsara bandhan. If somebody wants to get away from it, you want to get away? Why? They are fearing for that also. Why you want to get rid of suffering? Dukkhesu sukhamanina. They are considering happiness. What? The suffering is happiness. In their dictionary, happiness means suffering. Suffering is happiness. Dukkhesu sukhamanina. In this suffering, they are dying and taking birth. Again dying, again taking birth, again becoming old, disease, dying, again and again, punarapi maranam, punarapi janamam, punarapi janani jathare sayanam, again and again and again, no stop, no retirement. There's no retirement. Especially in this Panchalapura, we have these five senses, which wants to enjoy. In one place, in one shastra I have said, one line it is said, this visaya. We are saying indriya. Indriya is enjoying with the visaya. This visaya is comes from the word visa. Visa, you know? Poison. It's one extra word is ya is there. Otherwise this is visa. Visaya. But this visa is much more powerful and effective than visa. How? If you take visa, if you take poison, then you will die. If you eat it, then you will die. Or drink it, you will die. But this visa, if you just see it, forget seeing, if you just think of it, then you will die. Not only you, if you die again and again for so many lifetimes. Just thinking of it, dhyayetu visayanapunsa. Just dhyana of visaya will finish you. And the visa, you have to at least drink it, eat it. It is not so powerful than visaya. Visaya, just by touching and seeing and hearing and thinking of it, it will finish you. So powerful. In one shastra it is said that how we, especially all these living entities, with our so nicely occupied indriyas, how we are suffering till to death, it is narrated. Kuranga, matanga, patanga, bhringa, mina. Hata panchabhi eva panchaha. Eko pramadi sa katham nahanneta yo sevata panchave eva panchaha. Panchabhi eva panchaha. Your five names are given. First is Kuranga. Kuranga means deer. You know, deer, when some hunter went to forest to catch a deer, what means you apply? You have to sing some special raga. And deer, his hearing sense is very sensitive. If the particular sound he will hear, he will definitely become mad and come. And he will, hunter will catch him. And take him, make his sabji. So, that Kuranga, he is weak in his hearing sense object. And by that, his life is in danger, in finish. Kuranga, just by one indriya, Sravana indriya, deer, Kuranga. Matanga means elephant. Elephant has one indriya is weak. And he finished by that. What is that? Sparsha indriya. Elephant is so powerful, such a big body. But this 5 foot human being making him ups and down. How come? He's so powerful. Within a minute he can finish that person. But still, he's crying. He's not giving his food. Sit down, walk, get up. Such a powerful entity. Why? How come he come under the capture of that small human being? Sparsendriya. Become weak. One sea elephant will come and they will keep there and make a big ditch and cover it with grass, green grass and all that, and then somehow or other create something that the sea elephant will make some sound. By hearing the sound, to have the touch, his personality is so become activated, he will run, become mad, forget everything, then fall into ditch, then finish. For 20 days, 15 days, they will not supply food, he cannot get out of the ditch. So then finish, become so weak, then man will control with the Anku Samudra. Finish, just by one senses become weak. Matanga, touch senses. Kuranga, matanga, patanga, small insects, in every rainy season we have seen, if light, so many insects that are coming, becoming mad, coming, rush to the fire and finish. Coming fast, they are so much interested to the rupa, to the fire, they are coming inside, they don't know they are going to finish. They will burn immediately, within a minute, but they are coming and finishing themselves. Why? Because they have one senses is very weak, that is darsanendriya, rupa. They are after rupa. Kuranga, matanga, patanga is after rupa. Kuranga, matanga, patanga, bhringa. Bhringa means bees. These bumblebees, they are very fond of gandha. They are this nose. Nostril is very powerful. They are weak in that sense. They especially go to the lotus flower. So nice smell. They want to be there always. When it's become evening, Surya Vandu, lotus will get closed, shut down, and they are inside, they can't come out. Finish, they will die inside. So much attracted by the gandha, bringas, they will finish themselves. Just because their one senses become weak, so powerful. Kuranga, Matanga, Pratanga, Bhringa, Meena. Peace. Many people, I don't know these people, they are not eating fish rod they are putting. They will put something, some insects or something, they will put in the, like a nail kanta like this, and they will put in water. And because his swadendriya is so weak, he want to test. So he want to eat it, to get the test. So when he want to swallow these things, then the kanta is there, the nail is there. Finish. They bring out, then they will cut it. Finish. There is no way to get out of it. Because one indriya, this tongue, swada indriya, is so powerful. They become weak because of that only. Kuranga, matanga, patanga, bhranga, meena. Hata panchabhi, they are finishing, they are dying. These five of them, they are dying because of one each, because of their one senses, they are finishing their life. Because one senses is weak. Eko pramadi, one indriya is pramada. Only one sense is become overpowered, become weakened. So by the control of, by the power of, the force of that one senses, they are finishing their life full. And we, the so-called advanced, civilized, educated human being, in this present days, all these five senses are fully active. We want to have a nice, soft touch. We want to have a nice sound. We want to have a nice form to see, nice smell to, nice eat, nice. All five senses are fully active. Katham naso hanyata? Pancha virego pancha. How come he can save his life? How can he get rid from suffering? Get rid from death? If all five senses are active, we are weak in all these five senses. No way. If only one senses can put you down, shut you down. If all your five senses are so active, so powerful, there is no hope at all. No hope. Fully hopeless. Only little hope is there if you want to renounce. Vairagyam eva abhayam. Otherwise, nothing. Nirasrayamang jagadish rakhya. In this fully hopeless condition of us, the only and only hope is to take the shelter of lotus feet of Krishna and Guru. That's all. Otherwise, you are totally in a hopeless condition. The outside situation is fully hopeless. The so-called body we have got, with which we want to enjoy, just think of little bit, with the machine we have, we want to enjoy with this machine. Oh, I want to eat nicely. Oh, I want to sleep nicely. Oh, I want to have this very nicely. I want to have this nicely. So many ways we want to enjoy with this body. Just think of this body, with whom we want to make so many plans of enjoyment. What is that body? The body is the godown of disease. Roga mandiram. It is just nothing but a warehouse of diseases. Hundreds and so many you cannot count, countless diseases staying inside this body, ready to manifest, ready to act. And the disease, how come he will give you enjoyment? It can give only you suffering. Mentally, physically, and whatever which way you want. Everywhere they will give you suffer. The asesh ruja viroham, this body, endless disease. It is already there and going to have more also. Small disease starts, multiply into again and again. and taking this body which is full of countless disease, not only disease, so many limitations, so many limitations, especially for enjoyment. I want to see, now I can't see. I want a glass, powerful spec. I want to hear, no, I cannot hear, to put a machine on it. I want to eat nice gulab jamun, but sugar. I want to have this, but this. So much ways, and we know it very well. Who else know better than our body what we know? We know expertly very well about the condition of our body, the disease condition. Even the doctor doesn't know. Suffering we are getting. Sometimes we are hiding to speak to doctor even. And to even Queensman only, what we are suffering, we know, we are feeling same to tell others also. What to say, that many diseases? Oh. Ases rujabiroham. And not only that, okay, there are so many diseases there, I am trying to, it will come down. No, no, every second they are increasing. Every second the disease condition is increasing and body is getting expire day by day. Expire date is coming near and near and near, but we are totally forgetful of it. We never think of this body will getting expire someday. No. All the things in market we are getting, there is manufacturing date mentioned and also another date is mentioned. This is called expire date. But in this vastu, birthday we are observing every year. That is, manufacturing date is there. But expire date is not there. It is there, but we cannot see it. Though the expire date is already there, but we foolish, we are not seeing it. So that's when we are saying, no, there is no expire date here. There is no expire date here. Only manufacturing date is here. So, go and enjoy. But each and every second, it is happening. And when the final expiry date is coming, we are becoming, oh my God, what is going on? Still, each one of us, we know it, but this is nothing new, what I am saying. Each one of us, we know it very well. Every day, we are suffering. Practically we are observing, reading, hearing and speaking and thinking. But still so much forgetful of that. What to say? This is the really wonder of Bhagavat Maya. The Lord's Maya potency is so powerful, only powerful if you contemplate this and you can understand that for. It is making us so much forgetful. Each and every second we are realizing it, suffering it, speaking it, hearing it, thinking it. Still we forget. Still we forget. Why? And this is the Maya principle is working. That's why. Okay. One life we suffer. Now we are careful. Now again I will not do it. No! Crores and crores of life we have gone through in this same situation. Again, we want to do ourselves and want to do our Mr. Children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We are making planning for them also to do same thing. No stop. This experience is not helping us. Not helping. This experience of suffering, we have this experience of few crores of life. Not 20 years, 30 years, not like that. Few crores. But still useless. Still useless. Not helping us. Okay, now stop it. No. Still is not telling us. And if somehow or other some sadhu, some saintly person, some scripture, somewhere you are, somebody is telling, hey, this is like that. Your body is suffering. This is like that. telling you this fact, then you are, what is saying? Don't miss, you are telling your son, don't go to them. Danger. They will finish you. They will save you. They will get you free from suffering. Danger. We should suffer very organizedly. You know, don't go there. You will free from suffering. Don't go there. Yes. Are making nice plans, all our friends, relatives, they are helping. Making plans to suffer more and more and getting more bondage. And when some saintly person is there, they become very careful. Don't go there. This fellow is going to get away and he wants to take you away also. Be careful. So that's a Narada Muni, the expert preacher. He wants to help this king. So he cannot tell him directly. He will not accept it. So he's indirectly, through an allegorical story, he is giving this lesson. And ultimately we understand. Who is this Chandavega? Who is this Kalakanya? What is this Panchalapura? Who is this King Puranjana? And who are his sons and daughters and great grandsons and great granddaughters and all this? We'll come to understand. This is Mr. Me. Yes, sir. Okay. For 10 minutes, half an hour, become alert, then forget again. Only hope is Mame Vaye Prapadyante Maya Metang Tarantite. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Any comments or question? Yes. Yes. From where? From your body? Oh, that's you are asking from the sloka, from which shastra? Not roga. Roga is coming from your body. Sloka in their shastra. Shastra it is there. Yeah, Niti Shastra it is there. I think it is in Vairagya Satakam. Bhartuhari's Vairagya Satakam. It is one. Out of the 100 verses, it is one verse is there. In Vairagya Satakam. I told the solution in the last point. The last sentence I tell this is the only hope. You are not hearing properly then. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki.